stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello, this is Back to Love on Bashani Radio and Worldwide iHeartRadio. I am your host, the Love Ambassador, Mr. Brian Wright, and this show was put together to help you maintain and establish healthy relationships. Today's show is sponsored by NYC Virtual Office, meeting all of your mail forwarding needs. Please visit nycvirtualoffice.com for more information. Our topic today is Let's Improve. For those that are in a relationship or you're thinking about getting in a relationship, there's some great things that you can do to improve on your relationship, and I think it's important. Not to stay in the same place, but see growth there, to see improvement there so that you can get better in your relationship. So I came across this article by Christina Hunn. Says 10 things you can do to improve your relationship. So let's get through it. And one thing that you can do is ask your partner something new. Communication is, very important. And instead of going through the mundane of every day of just how you're doing, how was work, etc., etc., ask something new. Ask open-ended questions sometimes. What was the best part of your day? What did you like best about that? Things like that will start up a conversation, and you'll, have better conversations by having open-ended questions and asking something new instead of the same old, same old. Another thing you want to do is designate a monthly date night. Now, I know a lot of people don't like to schedule things, but the most important thing is you want to schedule time for you and your spouse or the person that you're with, that you make the time, amongst both of your busy schedules and nonstop responsibilities. The most foolproof way to guarantee that you make time for each other is to set a night every month dedicated to doing just that. Because if you don't set time, you know what happens. Life gets in the way. Work gets in the way. Kids get in the way. Not meaning like in the way, but things with kids. Life gets in the way. Everything keeps coming up. But the only thing that's not coming up is you being able to get through the process of setting that date night. You want to do that. You want to make sure that you set aside a date night. Another thing you want to do is express your appreciation. The comfort that a relationship brings is the reason we tend to overlook what our partners do and treat their acts of kindness as our forms of expectation instead. To put it honestly, your partner doesn't have to fill your gas tank or buy you your favorite ice cream. He or she chooses to. And your acknowledgement of this type of effort will reinforce your partner to be thoughtful and remind you to feel thankful. You got to express your appreciation, because it's nothing like someone say, "Wow, I seen that and I really appreciate that." It's just, it's just those things like that, that when you see someone do something, you go to them and say, "You know what? I appreciate that. I seen that you did that and I appreciate that." Another thing you want to do is tweak your schedule. This has to do also not just with date night, but just tweaking your schedule to spend time with that person or sacrificing. Let's just say you work all the time and you have hobbies that you want to go to after work and you go all the time as well. Maybe just sacrificing maybe that day to spend time with your significant other will make them feel appreciated. It'll make them feel like, wow, they really took out a time slot to spend that time with me, and I really do appreciate that. This is so important. Remember the small things. Another way to add meaning to your conversation is truly listen to what your significant other is saying and talk about it in the future. If your partner mentions a conversation that he or she wants to have with a manager, take note on your calendar. Remember to ask about it on the day. The fact that you're able to refer back to the topics and details that your partner spoke about is one that will touch him or her. Overall, it's the little things, just the little things that mean the most. And there's no better way to show this than starting with your relationship. It's just, you know, the little things that count. Of course, the big things count. But just the little things that let your partner know that, wow, they are paying attention to me. They really do appreciate me. That's great. So before we go on to our next tip, let's take a moment to take a break and listen from our sponsor, and we will be right back. Okay, we are back. Welcome to Back to Love, and I'm so glad that you could join us on the show. We're talking about let's improve. Let's improve. Another tip that I wanted to give you in improving on your relationship is let go of the past. There's going to be times in your relationship that you will go through things and you may have disagreements. But don't hold on to those things that happen. Because when you hold on to that, you will have resentment. You'll hold things back like your love and your careness because of what someone did to you. If this person has really been very sincere of what they've done to you and they apologize, it's not saying that you'll be able to let it go exactly at that moment. But you do want to let it go soon. Because if you don't let it go soon, it will keep building, it'll keep building, it'll keep building. And you'll let it stay there. And it won't be fair to that person if you hold something back from them. If you hold that love back from them. So you want to make sure you let go of the past. Another thing you want to do is show your affection. Affection, yes, show your affection. Along with expressing your gratitude to your partner, expressing actions to show how much you care about him or her is also suggested. From grabbing your partner's hand at a restaurant to going to bed together at the end of the night, you know how you feel about your partner, and he or she would be able to witness it as well. So you want to be affectionate as much as you can. We only live once. We're not going to be on this earth that long. And your partner needs affection. You want to show them that you care by holding their hand or rubbing their back or gazing into their eyes while you hold them. Things like that really mean a lot. Number 8, learn your partner's boundaries. Does your partner wish to be left alone when he or she is upset? Does he or she mind that you want to text throughout the day? These questions are simple, but the answers then will help you understand the boundaries of your partner and stop you from crossing them. Overall, your partner's sense of privacy is most likely different from yours, and knowing his or her boundaries is the best way to respect them. You and your partner have boundaries and you have privacy. Now, I'm not talking about the type of privacy where you're doing things outside the relationship that would ruin the relationship. I'm talking about things that you're doing that are the right things, but you just like doing them alone. And everyone has boundaries. And you want to improve in that area of respecting your partner's boundaries and give them that space that they can do what they would love doing. Another thing is know when to apologize. Sometimes being right isn't as important as being compassionate. Whereas conflicts with your significant other will vary, not every argument is a challenge that needs to be won. Don't get us wrong. We aren't telling you to take blame for everything, but to decide which battles are worth fighting. You know, although there's glory in knowing you're right, there's maturity in apologizing during an argument that isn't as important as the person you're arguing with. This is important, you know. that when you apologize, it's hard to do. But you got to look at it as not trying to be right, but what is the right thing to do? What is the best way to end the argument? And number 10, make time to focus on yourself. When you're with someone, it doesn't mean you stop growing yourself. Of course, you always grow with your partner. But what are you doing yourself to improve on your life? What are you doing to improve and grow that you can become a better person? Because if you stop growing, if you stop, you know, not wanting to change, what can happen is this relationship can be stagnant. You always want to make sure that you're growing in the relationship. So, for those that are listening to the show, I hope you enjoyed these tips. And also, if you would like to become a sponsor on Back to Love, all you have to do is go to BashaniRadio.com, look for the advertising link, and become a sponsor. And let them know that you want to be a sponsor on Back to Love. I appreciate you. To my listening audience, thank you for tuning in. You could have listened to any other show, but you decided to listen to Back to Love, and I appreciate you. I love you very much. Thank you again. This is Back to Love on Bashani Radio and Worldwide iHeartRadio. I am your host, the Love Ambassador, Mr. Brian Wright, and this show is put together to help you establish and maintain healthy relationships. Today's topic was Let's Improve, and I hope something that was said helped you to motivate you, encourage you, and inspire you to have a healthy relationship. Until we meet again, take care and God bless.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Stay locked in and fully loaded.
Bashani Radio
and Verke Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Stay locked in and fully loaded.
Bashani Radio
and Verke Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face.